I've spent the last few weeks debating whether or not I should start this podcast. I mean, in the past, I've set up and managed a blog. I started a YouTube channel in 2007, which I ran successfully till 2013. So, you know, common sense dictates that I stick to what I'm familiar with. Well, I've been listening to podcasts for almost 8 years and have found podcasts to be more personal, easier to consume, with the quality of content rivaling that of YouTube or even TV shows and radio. I also like to talk, especially about things that I am extremely interested in or passionate about. But before I talk more about this podcast, I think it's about time that I introduce myself. So my name is Adrian Anandaraja. I'm originally from Sri Lanka, I'm Tamil, but as you can tell from my accent, I was born in the UK, specifically London, England. In terms of my background, I studied pharmacy in 2007 and graduated with a master's degree in pharmacy in 2012. I completed my pharmacy training, passed a gruesome registration exam, and became a registered qualified community pharmacist by the end of 2013. When I am not working as a pharmacist, I am busy learning about startups and entrepreneurship. I have spent a lot of my time reading books, blogs, watching videos, listening to podcasts, completing online courses, attending startup conferences. Basically, I am doing as much as I can to learn about startups and entrepreneurship. So why am I doing all of this? Well, I'm a pharmacist. I have no business or tech background. Now, I would love to do a business or tech degree, but I already owe approximately £33,000 in student loans and really can't afford to do another degree. I have also applied for many startup jobs, and whilst these startups appreciate my zeal and passion, there have been many times where I have not been offered the job due to a lack of experience or business tech background. So the least I could do is educate myself and improve my knowledge on startups and entrepreneurship. So, what about pharmacy? Well, I have been a locum pharmacist for about a year and a half, and whilst helping patients with their medications and ailments is fulfilling, deep down inside me, I've lost interest for pharmacy. I don't have that passion I once had. The plan now is to either launch a startup or work for a startup and gradually phase out my pharmacy career. I am taking a huge risk in moving away from pharmacy, but I've got to the point where I can no longer see myself working as a pharmacist. I now want to commit to things I genuinely have passion for. Nothing highlights my current mindset than the following quote by Steve Jobs. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking until you find it. Don't settle. So the next question is, why startups and entrepreneurship? Well, from a young age, I have always wanted to start a business, to work for myself, to be my own boss, to be financially independent, but most importantly, to have the freedom to do anything you want to in life. I have witnessed over the years the achievements of startups, the problems that startups have solved, the people that startups have helped, and the positive impact startups have had on the economy and on the job market. I love the idea that anyone can have an idea, work with a bunch of awesome people and turn that idea into a viable product and to then make a sustainable business out of that product. To go up against various obstacles and challenges, to not know all the answers to questions or even know what questions to ask. I won't lie, money is a motivator of mine, but there's so much more. There's pride, a sense of achievement, a claim to your name. There is so much excitement and positivity circulating around startups. It makes it extremely hard for me to be excited about anything else. I can no longer see myself working for a traditional corporate company and embracing a culture that I do not identify with. That is why I believe startups and entrepreneurship is my future. So now we're better acquainted, you're probably wondering, what exactly is this podcast going to be about? Well, I want this podcast to document, to record my startup journey. I want to be able to share with you my personal experiences, the things that I have learnt, the ups, the downs, and the progress I have made. Most importantly, I want this podcast to be a resource for budding entrepreneurs. I do not have an exhaustive list of topics or subject areas to be covered. Nothing is set in stone and I'm always open to new ideas and features. I also don't know how long I will be podcasting for. Perhaps in a few months it all falls apart and I may have to return to pharmacy. But here I am taking the first step and I hope you guys will join me on this journey. I would love to hear from you guys, so please feel free to email me at mystartupjourneyuk@gmail.com. To receive a barrage of tweets and stay up to date with all things startup, why not follow me on Twitter at MyStartupJ. That's MyStartupJ. I hope you guys have enjoyed this first episode. I haven't set out a permanent schedule for new episodes, but the aim is to have a new episode out at least every week. Before I go, I would like to leave you with one more quote from Steve Jobs. When I was 17, I read a quote that went something like, If you live each day as if it were your last, someday you'll most certainly be right. It made an impression on me, and since then, for the past 33 years, I have looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Thanks again for listening, guys. Take care.